Hello, my name is Hannah Anam, and this podcast is about whole body leadership, a term I discuss in my book, Wired for Authenticity. In this podcast, you will learn how to use whole body leadership to go from a state where you might be triggered or not your best self to return to your authentic self, where you're creative, inspired, and also you can inspire others to be at their very best. I coined this term whole body leadership from the latest neuroscience findings about how our entire body has neurons, and as such, our thinking, our being, and our behaviors are not just influenced from our brain, but from our entire body. Whole body leadership is about using the intelligence in our entire body to impact our being and our behavior so we can be more effective as leaders. One thing I have to tell you is that I've used whole body leadership as a coaching methodology, and in this really short podcast, I will explain how it has worked to create sustainable shifts in leadership behaviors for my coaching clients. I also take people through an experience of whole body leadership when I speak to audiences around the world. So let's get started. Think back to a time when you were triggered by a stressful situation at work. You may have felt angry, afraid, taken advantage of, unempowered. Being triggered is, by the way, completely normal, and it's part of the experience of being human. In fact, it's part of our survival mechanism when the body's reptilian brain takes over and we quickly resort to fighting, fleeing, or freezing. As you get triggered, whole body leadership will help you through a three-step process. The first step is to notice in your body what is happening. Perhaps your heart is beating fast, your face may be flush. The key here is to just notice. Most of us don't even catch ourselves here and then proceed to act in ways that we may regret later. The first step is really critical because when you start noticing, only then do you have the ability to make a choice. The second step is to take a deep breath, or several deep breaths, as many as it takes. With each deep breath, your body starts to relax. You are now in a place where you can make a choice. Who do I want to be in this moment? How can I calm my body's fear mechanisms so I can respond rather than react? Now you can use your thinking brain, your prefrontal cortex, to respond rather than react in ways that you might regret later. The third step is to find a posture that will help you feel more empowered and relaxed in this situation. We know, and neuroscience is showing us, that our body's posture impacts our own brain's chemistry, and that you can choose to feel more empowered and more confident simply by shifting your posture. You can then choose to take action and express yourself from a much more empowered and authentic place. If you would like to know more about whole body leadership and how to use whole body leadership in powerful ways to empower yourself, to inspire others, to reach your goals, I would really welcome connecting with you. And I wish you an excellent, fully empowered day.